Welcome to our podcast, talking about home loans with our local home loan experts at United One Credit Union. This is episode number 2. We made it. We Woo-hoo! Survived to our second episode. And so have all of you. And we thank you for joining us today. With our podcast, we're going to be exploring home loans, construction, buying and selling, building and using equity, and yes, even a little about life. So let's welcome back in our home loan experts, Linda, Carrie, and Julie. How are all of you today?
We are great on this beautiful Friday morning.
Yep, my coffee this morning. Doing great.
Awesome. Excellent. Great to hear it. And are you all ready for our second episode ever?
Yes, we are.
Ready to get started. Excellent. Well, I'm sure our listeners out there are eager to hear who won our Name That Podcast contest and which name we're going to officially start calling our show. Well, we do have our name, and our podcast will be known from now on as At Home on the Lakeshore. Unfortunately, we didn't have any qualifying entries for our contest, but we still had a lot of great suggestions from our staff, and we decided we liked this one the best. But don't worry, we're going to keep that $50 gift card and keep it in our back pocket, and we might bring that back out again at some time in the future. So there'll probably be another chance for folks to win something at some point in a future podcast. So At Home on the Lakeshore is officially the name of this podcast. What do you ladies think? Do you like it?
We love it. Sorry. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Me personally, I love it.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, thank you all. And, you know, as we move forward, let's start on the lighter side before we dive into our topic. And we know that fall is here, and that means that all the fall flavors, like pumpkin spice and apple cider and all those other kinds of things. Before we dive into today's topic, let's get the conversation juices flowing, shall we? So let me just start by asking, do you guys like pumpkin spice?
Love it. Good stuff.
Well, I like pumpkin pie. I'm not about the pumpkin spice flavored coffees and stuff like that, but a good pumpkin pie? Oh, yeah.
Yep, totally with you, Julie. Totally.
So what about some other flavors of fall? Okay, pumpkin kind of gets the lion's share, but what are some other flavors? I know this time of year where like cider comes out a little bit more, apples coming off the trees and things like that. Any other fall flavors that you guys can think of?
A good caramel apple with crushed peanuts. I could just go for it right now. Warm caramel.
Sounds delicious.
Chai lattes, going down the coffee line. Those are always good, too. That makes me think of fall.
Yes, those fall flavors and themes. And Julie, hey, maybe next time we record on a Friday morning, we'll have to bring in that caramel apple so you can start your day off right, get the energy you need.
That sounds perfect. I'll take it.
Awesome. Well, okay. Well, thanks for sharing some of that. I know we'll have some other fun topics that we'll continue to introduce into different podcasts moving forward, but I believe that sets us up nicely to segue into our next topic. And our topic for discussion today is what to expect when applying for a home loan. The process doesn't have to be scary. Do one of our home loan experts want to walk us through that process or start us down that path?
Yeah, definitely. So I know applying for a mortgage usually does not have to be intimidating. It may be, but we're here at United One. We're here to help you through that process and guide you through everything. There's going to be a lot of documentation that is asked for, and that's what we're here for today, is just to kind of go over some of those items that we know you're going to be needing. You may not need every single thing we state today, because every mortgage process or application can be different, and it all depends on you personally. Okay, anyone else?
Who wants to take it from there? Sounds like we need to get some more chai lattes out there or something. Carrie, get some more energy going, right?
Oh, I need more coffee. I think that's the problem. I'm not quite awake yet. So I'll go next. Let's see. When you're applying for a mortgage, if it's, let's say, a purchase, since, you know, that's one of the most exciting times in someone's life is buying a home. What do you do? You know, the best thing to do is get pre-approved to start with. It's always good to talk to someone before you start looking at houses to see what you can afford. And we can run you through that process and get you a pre-approval letter. Then once you find the house and you bring in that offer, that kind of starts the timeline for us. And I would say an average timeline on a home loan usually runs about 30 to 45 days beginning to end, depending on things like, do we need an appraisal or not? Does underwriting ask for more documentation? But we kind of walk you through as it's going through the process and explain where things are at and if we need anything else.
So a lot of times when we start the application, the type of items that we're collecting is obviously name, your social, current addresses, and we always have to get a two-year history of addresses and employment. So if you have multiple employments, we're gonna ask for those start dates and end dates, and same with getting proof of your income for each year. So when we ask for 2 years of taxes or 2 years of W-2s, we even ask for the W-2s from those previous employers. So we always are getting that two-year history. And then along with the income, we ask for a current pay stub. So we're wanting to verify that, yes, one, you're working and what your income is. And some programs, when they ask for 2 years of tax returns, it's an income-based program, so that they're taking an average to make sure you're qualifying for their income-based program. So those are all things with the application is the history and why we need to get into the history and why it's not just current employment.
Yeah.
They will also.
When she's saying getting pay stubs and things, you know, depending on what other type of income, because not everybody has pay stubs. We have all different type of income. There's Social Security, there is pensions, retirement. So when we start asking for more documentation on that point, we may ask for a Social Security award letter that tells us how much income you're going to be receiving and you've been receiving. Pension, we're going to need proof of that pension money coming in. Sometimes they're called 1098s that we need, or an actual letter from the pension that's going to show us that you're going to receive that for the next 3 years, because we need to make sure that that's income that's going to be flowing through.
And we also ask for asset information. If you have your accounts here with us, we've got access to that. But let's say you have bank accounts elsewhere, we will typically ask for the last 2 months of bank statements. Also, your retirement or investment accounts, anything that is an asset, we can get statements for, the most current statement, and that can potentially be something you can use for reserves. You know, anything that makes the file look stronger is a good thing.
And I know when Carrie is stating statements, you know, sometimes this is going to be odd to some people because the statement can have, example, 6 pages. The 6th page can be completely blank, and you're going to bring us 5 pages of 6 because the statement shows that, and we're going to be missing that 6th page. We're going to ask for that 6th page. And something that I was told by an underwriter at one point, it's not that we are thinking you're hiding something, but we don't know what's on that 6th page. It could be nothing, it could be something else. And we are not looking, when we're looking at statements, we're not looking, oh, where are you going shopping? And when are you having coffee? And how many times are you doing this? We are looking for money coming in, money coming out, for big deposits, things like that. Or maybe there is a debt that's out there that wasn't disclosed on your credit report, but maybe you have to pay the IRS $100 a month. We have to count that as an actual debt. So that is why we ask for additional pages.
So then when we compile all that information, it's all in your application. So we're double checking, making sure we're using the right income, making sure we're entering the assets. And then we start figuring out what's called a debt to income ratio, how much debt is out versus the income. And when it comes to the debt, we pull credit. And on the mortgage side, we pull credit from three major credit bureaus. It's called a tri-merge credit report. So it gets us a credit score from TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. And then we use the middle score. So you're given those three scores, we use the middle one, and that's a qualifying credit score. So that's all part of the process, is getting your information, pulling credit, seeing what's on your credit report. Sometimes we're making you aware of things that are on your credit report. We go through it line by line to say, hey, is this yours? Or we see some late payments, what happened? Or, oh, this isn't yours at all. Okay, this is how we're going to help you get through that and get through a dispute. And then take that information.
Yeah, that's a good point, because sometimes people have no idea what's on their credit history and they don't know if they're ready to buy a house. But we can also help you through the preliminary process. If you just want to get started and do an application because you think you potentially would like to. But if we run into, say, you know, you're not quite ready, but what do you need to do to get there? We can help you with that as well.
Yeah. You as a consumer, you don't know what you don't know. That's really what I tell the membership when they come in to see me. And they're like, well, I don't know if I can, you know, get approved. So I always say, well, you don't know what you don't know until we take the application, go through the whole process to let you know, yes, you're ready right now. Here you go. Go buy a home. Or no, let's fix these couple of items. I know when Julie was just saying about credit reports, you know, usually we're looking at everything like she said, but then there might be inquiries on your credit report. Like you might have just applied for a credit card 2 months ago. And we're going to ask, hey, did you get new credit with that inquiry? There's going to be so many questions and you might feel like, oh my God, this person wants to know everything about me. But it's not that we are prying, because we're not. It's what is being asked for on the mortgage side. Mortgage is a very highly regulated product and we have to know all of these things to be able to get you what you really want.
That also brings up during the process as you're buying a house, if you all of a sudden do take out new credit or need a new car, say something breaks down or need appliances, or you put an offer in on a house and the house isn't coming with appliances. Anytime somebody runs your credit report, it's an inquiry. So through that process, we want to make sure that even when we get to closing, that yes, you're still going to qualify. We've had examples that yes, somebody needed appliances or went and bought furniture. Well, now right before closing, the underwriters do pull another credit report. It isn't a hard hit. It's a soft pull. So it's just checking credit one more time. And yes, they see a new debt that shows up. We've had instances where maybe the person doesn't qualify anymore because now they have a brand new furniture debt and it's $100 payment. So it's always good to keep that line of communication open. So if you do need something, let us know. We'll run those numbers and anticipate what a payment is, because we're always checking that credit report.
Also, if you are going to change jobs, let us know.
Yes,
we definitely go on.
We get surprises more often than you'd think. We always have to do something called a verification of employment within 10 days of closing. And you wouldn't think it would matter sometimes if you're just going from one job to another. But keep in mind that
the same amount of money.
Yeah, the underwriter is going to want to see at least one full pay stub from that new job usually before we can sign papers. So let us know about everything, no matter how small you think it is. It's good for us to be aware.
Or if you think it doesn't matter, let us know. Because nine times out of 10, it matters. It really does.
Gonna come
same
back.
Thing. Yeah, with like depositing large amounts of money. Mm-hmm. When we look at bank statements, back to what you were saying earlier, what we're looking for, like Linda said, are if there's any large deposits, we have to paper trail where that money came from. So if you sell a motorcycle, keep a paper trail of the process, like a signed bill of sale, a copy of the check, things like that, so we can show the underwriter that's where the money came from.
Yeah, try not to get cash. Cash is not king in these situations. You want a cashier's check, you want something for that paper trail. I know some of these things that we're saying right now can be, oh my gosh, I'm going to need all of these things. But, when we're going through the process, we remind you, we let you know, we tell you, don't make large deposits. And I know that during the process, it's a lot overwhelming information we give you, but we're here. Hey, call us and say, hey, what did you say again? Or, we touch base with you. We ask you, do you have any questions? If you think the question, some people say, oh, that's a dumb question. Why should I ask it? Ask the question. There is no dumb question.
Agreed.
No, exactly. I always tell new buyers too, is we love paper, even though we're in an electronic world and more and more paperless world. We love paper. We're going to ask for paper trail on everything.
Definitely.
Also, if you're self-employed, they usually want to see your business and personal tax returns for the last 2 years.
Because we are going to look at that tax return. I'll just give you a little sample of you're thinking you're bringing in X amount of dollars, but on paper it shows less than what you say you receive. We're going to go off of what's on paper. That's just a little tidbit. We can always review more of that with you in person, because there's a lot to review when we look at different documents.
Yeah, so as we're going through this, and it almost sounds like we've got a completed application. We're looking at all the pieces, everything is coming together. And then what we do is it's called a score or findings, is if we run it through a computerized system to say, yes, based on this income, based on this asset, this is truly what you can afford. And then we'll work with you on those numbers. Is that what you're looking for, or how do we get you to what you can afford? Or, that is way too high, I don't want that. Great, then we bring you down and say, okay, what do you want for a payment? And then we figure out a sale price and a loan amount based on what you're looking for with a payment. So we take all that information to try to get you to that pre-approval step, and then we give you a letter that says, yes, you are pre-approved for X number of dollars. This is the payment. Maybe we're going to need more information from you. We'll put that in the letter. That letter is what you're going to want to share with your realtor, or if you're going to buy for sale by owner with the sellers, or maybe if there's an attorney involved. That's the information that everybody is looking for to say, yes, you are pre-approved.
Yeah. And then once you put that offer in, you get it accepted, it may be a week right away you find something. It might be 3 months from now that you find something. don't be surprised if we ask you for updated pay stubs, updated documents. I just want to make sure that, yes, just because we already got it at the beginning does not mean that we may not ask for it again.
Things expire, so we want to verify that it's not, again, it's not that we don't trust you, it's things are only good for so long. So now it's, yes, let's verify employment. Yo, you're working somewhere else. Okay. Now that opens up a whole nother area of question and getting new pay stubs.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I kind of wanted to touch base on was, you know, it's not everybody, but maybe you just got divorced recently. You know, we might need divorce decree. We might need, you know, something that shows us who kept what, you know, things like that. We're not prying into you. We're not prying as, why did you get a divorce? No, believe me, we don't want to know any of that information. We just need to know more who's responsible for what. Example,
like in the marital settlement agreement. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. We want to know some of that information.
Yep. A lot of times what we're looking for too is if you're going to have to pay maybe an alimony, a maintenance, or a child support, or if you want to disclose it and you're collecting it, sometimes that income, depending on how long it's going to continue, but that income can also assist you with qualifying as well. So all of that information is in the divorce decree or marital settlement statement. So that's all information that we're looking for.
Also, if you have, say you have some rental properties, if you have leases for those, that's always a good thing to provide as well. That could potentially be used as additional income.
Yes, definitely. You don't want to go into the bad things of things. Everybody has, you know, credit difficulties at one point in their life. And say at one point you had to file bankruptcy. We're going to be asking possibly for those bankruptcy papers. You know, from the time that you filed, you got better and you're like, oh, I'm never going to need those again. You may need them because we may ask for those type of documents too.
And usually what the underwriter is looking for, say you had a bankruptcy or something, they want to see that you have reestablished credits since then and you're making your payments on time. Don't just automatically assume if you had something like that in your credit history, you can't get a mortgage. That we help people all the time who went through a rough period. They reestablish credit and then they're fine.
Yeah, and that's why
we
you
work
come
with so many different programs.
Yeah, yep,
it's not just one program. Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
You come to us to determine what program we can get you into, right, Julie and Carrie?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, wow, that's some great discussion there going into that bit of the process. Are there any final thoughts, or would somebody like to just briefly recap the steps of the process again for what to expect when applying for a home loan? Again, that process doesn't have to be scary. That's why the experts are here to help you, take you by the hand, and guide you through this process. You have an expert you can reach out to at any time directly that's a local lender that understands purchasing a home here in our market. So anyone from final thoughts or that brief recap for us before we conclude today?
Yeah. And keep in mind, we don't have to meet face to face. So if you are, you know, work 6 to 6 or whatever the case, it's hard to get in. We do have options to apply online. We can do things over the phone, virtually. So we can, don't think you have to just come into our office to do this application. There are other means that we are happy to help with. So yes, we start with that application, gather information. That's what that appointment is all information gathering. Whether we're talking it out and you don't have all the pieces of paper with you, it's okay. We'll leave you with a checklist as well. So it's information gathering on that application, pulling credit, and just walking through step by step, maybe what's needed, what we have, and then coming up with a pre-approval letter.
Excellent. Wow. Well, thank you all very much for your time. And thank you to our awesome listeners for joining us today for our second ever episode of our podcast. If you have any questions about home loans, home equity, or the home buying process, feel free to reach out to us. You can contact us by email at homeloans@unitedone.org. That's homeloans@unitedone.org. And we'd love to highlight and answer your questions in a future podcast. So go on, drop us a line and let us help you and anybody else who's listening to the podcast. Well, thank you very much for joining us again today. And if you like what we're doing, we encourage you to give us a like, give us a rating, and wherever you get your podcasts, feel free to share your podcast with others that you think might benefit from this information. And you're also welcome to follow us on social media for Facebook. We can be found at Facebook/UnitedOneCU and on Instagram with @UnitedOneCU. Our next episode will be scheduled for October release, and that's where this one will be. And then after that, we'll be recording our next one every month. So we'll have these all lined up and ready to go for more topics with our experts in the future. Thank you all very much for tuning in. And until next time, take care. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.